After our fourth story now, the Afghan government says US-led NATO forces have violated international law by holding Afghan detainees in their bases. A member of the Afghan Presidential Commission sent to assess prison conditions in Kandahar and Helmand provinces said Afghan detainees are, quote, hostages in bases run by foreign troops. Abdul Shakur Dadras said this practice of foreign forces is in violation of the Afghan constitution and international conventions. A NATO official has confirmed that the commission is running an investigation at their detention facilities in southern Afghanistan. In February, President Hamid Karzai issued a presidential decree regarding private prisons, in which he said any prison held by the international troops are to be investigated and closed if found. Let's go to Washington and talk to Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute. Welcome, sir. Professor, the fact that the United States is violating Afghanistan's territorial integrity, just how can Afghanistan pursue this case legally at an international level?
Well, you see, this is an ongoing dispute. The U.S. was holding a good many people who we had captured and declared them to be combatants. But then Hamid Karzai demanded that all people being held prisoner be turned over to him. But they had been detained, people like the people we're talking about, for the whole course of the conflict since 2001. But Hamid Karzai insisted that they be turned over. NATO is perhaps holding, I say perhaps because I want to see confirmation on this, but are holding still some people. One of the reasons that they're doing so is that when they've been turned over to Hamid Karzai, he has released the largest numbers of them. So there's a real dispute going on.
And how likely will the U.S. be able to stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014? I mean, will the new Afghan administration give in to American pressure, and will the Afghan people allow this to happen?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's slow up here, because both of the leading candidates have indicated that they would almost immediately sign the bilateral strategic agreement were they elected. So it's going to be understood that with a new administration, there will be international troops on the ground. That is assuming now that, that doesn't go on too long, because President Obama has announced that if it drags on too long, it will be impossible to do so. As far as we have in polls, they indicate that by a large percentage, most Afghans at this point don't want the international forces there over the long run, but in the short term, have asked that they remain.
All right, Professor Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.